Message number 471. My church must trust me. They must remove their shackles of fear and doubt and allow me make myself known. Thursday, June 28, 2012 at 03:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughters, must be known that those who profess to come in my name as prophets but who do not speak in the tongues from heaven are increasing in numbers. So many of these souls are being infected by fallen angels and speak in carefully constructed but loving tones reminiscent of what you would expect to be my sacred voice. Oh, how my poor devoted followers are being deceived now, and how confused they will be. Who to trust? Who to follow? Who to believe? Did I not say that many will come in my name but few will speak with my voice? There are fewer than 20 who have permission to impart to the world the Word of God, and this includes those who are given divine messages from heaven by my beloved Mother. Many other seers are also present in the world, but their mission is different. Their role can be one of daily prayer to help save humanity, or one of personal suffering offered up as a gift to me to save souls from Satan. Suffering in this way willingly crushes the power of Satan over many man's souls. My prophets are few, and you will know them by my true voice, which will strike the hearts and souls of God's children in a way which is impossible to ignore. My messages to the world for these times will be detailed and will unveil truths not revealed before. Much of what I give you now is simply to remind you of my teachings. Much of what I present to you now is the food of life given to you through my crusade prayers to help save your souls and those of others at my second coming. Many other messages given to others will be similar but will not go into as much detail. Their missions are just as important as they will convert souls. Always remember this. I am trying to show you how much I love you and wish to reveal the truth of my existence. The proof of this will at last be revealed to all of God's children soon. Please do not fight amongst each other trying to outdo each other in terms of your spiritual knowledge. The truth is this. No man knows the truth contained in the seal hidden in the book of Revelation. As I have told you before, they were sealed up in the book of truth until now, the end times. I, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, now open these to prepare you for my new kingdom. You have been given the Holy Scripture to prepare you, and now you must allow me, the King of all mankind, to tell you the truth of what is to come. By doing this, I will be able to lead you through what will be a minefield of deceit, persecution, and hatred. Allow me, all of you, including all members of my church on earth, to bring you over these last hurdles to eternal life. My church must trust me. They must remove their shackles of fear and doubt and allow me to make myself known through these messages. Recognize my love in its pure and simple form. My love is not sophisticated and shrouded in mystical syllables. It is plain for you to see, but full of such compassion that it will cut through you like a flame of recognition when you drop your armor of pride and fear. When you do this, it will become easier for you to follow me, your Jesus. I came as Savior the first time. I come once again as Savior this last time. Only this time my task is even heavier. The love of God has dies in the world. It is only a flicker. Were my second coming to take place now, few would enter paradise. The warning, my gift of my divine mercy will help convert most of humanity. Help me prepare my flock. I need my church on earth, both clergy and laity, to help me save all of God's children. Please accept my hand as I reach out and stretch my call to all nations. Come with me, your beloved Jesus. Follow me this time. Do not reject me like the Pharisees did. This time you should recognize my voice. You should know how I speak by now, for you have been given the Holy Scriptures. Your Jesus.